I'm Susan Young. I am chair of the Pacifica National Board, and this is the Pacifica regular meeting, the Pacifica Board regular meeting of April 3rd, 2025. We are starting at 10:20 Eastern Time. Will the secretary please take the roll?
Yes. Kaja Brown?
Present.
Thank you, Kaja. Donna Carter?
Here.
Thank you, Donna. Fred Dodsworth? We lost Fred. Okay. Jerome Edge?
Present.
Thank you, Jerome. Sally Gellert?
Here.
Thank you, Sally. Has Jan Goodman joined us? Okay. Julie Hewitt, I am here. Avalia Jones?
I'm here.
Thank you, Avalia. Zach Caldvier?
Here.
Thank you, Zach. Philip Muldery asked for an excused absence. Marianne Martinez?
Present.
Thank you, Marianne. Sean Kelly McPherson?
I'm here.
Thank you, Sean. Ron Pinchback? Ron?
Yeah, here.
All right, gotcha. Thank you, Ron. Myla Reason?
Present.
Thank you, Myla. Serene Roberts?
Present.
Thank you, Serene. James Sagerton? Thank you, James. Minerva Sanders?
Present.
Thank you, Minerva. Alex Steinberg?
I'm here.
Thank you, Alex. Harvey Wasserman? Harvey's still here. Let me keep going. Dennis Williams.
Still we rise.
Thank you, Dennis. Michael Woodson.
Here.
Thank you, Michael. Susan Young.
Here.
Thank you, Susan. Harvey. I see Harvey's tile there. Harvey, are you here? Can you speak up? All right, well, we think Harvey's here, but let's go back up the top. Stephanie Wells?
Here.
Thank you, Stephanie. Aki Tanaka?
I'm here.
Thank you, Aki. Did Darlene join us as timekeeper or to be timekeeper? Nope. Okay. Madam Chair, we have quorum.
Okay, I will read the agenda. Call to order, roll call by the PMB secretary, report outs from March 6th, March 13th, March 27th, obviously, and also I can read the report out from April 3rd. So March 6th, the PMB met in executive session for the purpose of discussing the confidential legal matter of Pacifica v. New Day and passed the following motion. Move that the Pacifica National Board set a date for an executive session follow-up PNB meeting on March 13, 2025, giving authorization for our Pacifica Executive Director, Stephanie Wells, Pacifica National Board Chair, Susan Young, Pacifica National Board Vice Chair, Minerva Sanders, and Pacifica National Board Secretary, Julie Hewitt, to investigate and engage in communications with attorneys and others as needed about preparation for possible mediation and settlement of the case Pacifica v. New Day, and to present their findings and recommendations to the PMB at the March 13, 2025 meeting. The March 13th report out. The PMB met in executive session to discuss the confidential legal matters of mediation and potential settlement agreement and to direct and authorize the Pacifica Executive Director and National Board officers to engage and work with a licensed California attorney to prepare, present, and sign a settlement agreement for the case Pacifica v. New Day Pacifica in court-ordered mediation and to the court. March 27th, quorum not achieved, so no report out. April 3rd, we just adopted but because we're in open session, we can report on it now. The PNB ratifies the settlement agreement in Pacifica v. New Day Pacifica et al., signed by the parties in court-ordered mediation on March 20, 2025, including adoption of revised bylaws that will be posted on KPFT, Pacifica.org. And the board discussed personnel matters of a confidential nature. Excused absences. Are there any objections to excusing the absence of Philip Mullery? And I don't know if I think that
I'm here actually. Harvey Wasserman's here.
Great. And Jan Goodman. Jan may join us, but Harvey's here. Okay, great. Next, identify timekeepers. Fred, I think, is spending time with his grandchildren. I have texted Darlene to see if she can come on. But let me keep going. Agenda approval for the open portion of the agenda, 5 minutes. Minutes approval for February 20th. We've asked to postpone minutes until the May meeting, both for executive session and for open session. Executive director report and Q&A, 20 minutes. Standing committee reports, 15 minutes. Audit, coordinating, finance, governance. Affiliates report, 5 minutes. Old business, 10. The non-disclosure agreement, new business, 5. Adjourn at a time certain, no later than 11 p.m. Eastern time. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Myla seconds.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. The next item is executive director report. Stephanie, take it away.
Thank you. One thing that's nice to be able to report, and it's in the ED report that was sent to everyone, is that we are receiving central service payments from all of our divisions. We are getting full payment from the affiliate network, the full payment from KPFA, partial from KPFK, full from KPFT, partial from WBAI, and full from WPFW. So that's been absolutely wonderful, and that's been a lot of work from our general managers and our program directors and development people. So we're kudos to the staff and our programmers for working on getting that moving forward, which has then enabled us to be able to get caught up more on our aged payables. The general manager job postings, as I've said in other times before, is that we have at all of our stations interim general managers, and based upon recommendations from our FCC legal counsel at Foster Garvey regarding regulations for our required FCC EEO reports, we are supposed to post job listings for a full-time hire within 6 months of appointing an interim position. So we have been doing that. We at one point posted one job posting for all of the general managers. And then in order to just, it was determined to streamline the application process and then for me to be able to effectively schedule interviews, not just with myself, but with staff members and committee members and such at the stations. The GM searches are being conducted on a rolling basis. The KPFT job posting was posted first, and it will be open for 45 days. The submission deadline on that is April 15th, 2025. But so far, the following number of applications have been received. We've received 8 for KPFT, 2 for WPFW, 2 for WBAI, 1 for KPFK, and then another application for an unknown station. The person didn't know what station to apply to. But everybody will be interviewed. We'll be getting a series of interview questions, and I will be reaching out to people, of course, to participate in that. The station GM postings moving forward will be released on the following dates. WPFW and KPFK, I will post that listing on April 16th, and WBAI and KPFA will post that listing on May 30th. So the job posting is attached to the ED report, including the one that can be shared with the LSBs and committees, and any interested individuals should send their resume and cover letter to hr@pacifica.org. We are still making great progress with our Pacifica Archives Legacy project. Again, we're still continuing to work on updating the website to support licensing, ensure secure hosting of our materials as we transition to a WordPress platform for improved usability. We have shipped out about a month now, 783 boxes that were holding close to 20,000 tapes and CDs. They've been processed and shipped for digitization. We also added to that original list certain materials that were deemed high priority. So they were placed in that first batch to be cataloged and shipped. We are continuing to move into the uncataloged tapes phase where we're giving each box an archive number, cataloging as much information as possible, and then putting it in the AAPB minimal information spreadsheet for future funding. We have interns that are working with us on this project, and we are very grateful for that. Thanks to the cleanup and the organization that we've been doing during all of this, we've been able to successfully consolidate our storage, allowing us to close two of the, I believe it was six storage sites that we had just a few months ago. So that's been great as far as that. That's it for my report. If anybody has any questions.
Let me first say that Jan has joined us. Jan, will you speak up so the secretary can recognize you? Jan, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
I'm here.
Yes.
Hello. Excellent. Hello. I'm here. Okay. And I heard the last part of Stephanie's report.
So are there questions? Thank you. Welcome, Jan. Are there questions for Stephanie? And I see Minerva's hand up first.
Susan, just one more note. Darlene Pagano has joined us as well. So maybe she can keep time.
Yes, she has offered to keep time. Thank you very much. And Darlene, I don't know that she has the agenda in hand, but I will announce the time at the beginning of each, agenda item. Minerva, then James.
All right. Thank you. Good evening, Stephanie. You identified you only have two resumes for WPFW. We had sent the other resumes to you. Do you have those, or you're not including those?
And I don't have those for this round, but by all means, I will open it up. Technically, we haven't posted a GM-specific posting since the last search that you guys had, so I'm going to be posting again for April 16th, but those two aren't counted in that. So I will reopen my emails and pull those in. So that should bring it up to, I think, four for WPFW.
I think it's about four or five that had come in. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for reminding me, and I'll pull those in.
James, then Serene.
Thank you. Stephanie, we talked in the Finance Committee about the $220-some thousand bequest that came to WAI that we can't seem to fund in the accounting. And mentioned something about it was in a certain line. And I guess part of my question would be, are we going to be disambiguating those lines that we can tell how much of the revenue sources from one thing or another, and do you have any luck in tracking down where that quest was accounted for?
Yes, there isn't a general ledger line item in our accounting system for bequests, and it puts it into major gifts. I would like to have a bequest line item that it is officially coded. I know that in some of the budgets we've put that bequest line item, but it's not in the main GL system. But when we have the notes that are associated with the budgets as we review them moving forward, it will be broken down as to what that income that's 220 came from in the major gift line item came from a bequest. And then we also have a detailed breakdown per that request or per bequests, because often we need to make reports to either the family or to the foundation or trust that gave us that the funds.
Will we be able to see that, Stephanie?
Yeah.
No, when? I'm asking when.
Oh, I'm sorry. At the next National Finance Committee meeting, I asked for that list of how it was spent down after the last meeting, and I was told that we already have that detailed list.
Yeah, I think we know how it was spent. We just wondering how it was accounted for. Thank you.
Serene.
Okay, so thanks for the report. I didn't have much chance to look at it, but I'm interested in this thing about the GM search processes. So the ads were all posted on Pacifica.org like about a month ago. So are you saying they've all been taken down except for KPFT? Or when you were saying you're going to release the posting, what are you talking about?
Well, we posted all five in one listing, but it was causing and a lot of that was because we wanted to be able to save money in the cost of posting certain job positions, because not all job postings are free. So rather than $300, $400, $500 for a posting, so rather than having to do that five times, it was going to be one job posting for all the stations, since the job requirements are the same, but then the details about each of the station's needs would happen during the interview process. But then as people were applying for the positions, there seemed to be confusion with some of the applicants. As I said, we had one person that was an unknown station. They just assumed that they were going to be applying for one general manager position for all of Pacifica. And then I wanted to be able to better effectively process each application and schedule the interview times
they were all posted individually on Pacifica.org at one point. When you're talking about releasing postings, where exactly are you releasing them to?
They weren't posted individually. It was posted as one job posting. And then I fixed, I know what you mean. Yes, because it was posted for each individual station, but it was linked to their own station. Well, then we started to add the deadline. So when I said, as far as releasing, we're going to put a deadline as to when the application process will end. So we're keeping each job posting open for 45 days. So right now it's an open listing, but I want to be able to put a deadline on it rather than just continuing to extend it and extend it and extend it.
Where, other than Pacifica.org, where have the jobs been posted?
On the, on Candid, which is a nonprofit site for job postings. I've sent it to a few executive search companies that are willing to do search and work for us free of charge. Also on Philanthropy Digest, which is also an online posting. And then John sent a few of them out. I don't have the list in front of me, through some magazines and magazines meaning online postings that are specific for radio and broadcasting.
It would be great if you could provide us with the list of places, sure, where you've put it, so those of us who are willing to pick up some of that work won't duplicate efforts.
Yes.
Thanks. The other question, of course, is that the bylaws give the LSBs the exclusive right to create the pool of candidates, and a motion passed by the PNB last year, which I believe is illegal, or maybe they passed it this year and came out of committee last year. But at any rate, it is illegal in that it says that LSBs aren't going to be able to look at the full resumes of the people whom we're hiring, and we're not going to be able to interview the candidates. You need an interview to work at McDonald's. So I don't understand how exactly this is supposed to be working. I think that's a breach of our bylaws, of both the letter and the spirit of the bylaws. So while I appreciate that the national office is going to help coordinate, because we do have to do, even in this administration, I believe we might still have to do the EEOC report. So you do want to be able to keep track of, you know, what comes in and so forth. So some coordination there, since we're at, I don't think we've ever had a situation where we've had interim management across the entire network. That's quite a feat. So coordination is useful, but usurping the rights of the LSB is really problematic. I noticed you said something about needing to coordinate interviews with staff and committees. So what staff are you planning to bring in to the hiring processes that the bylaws give to the LSB?
I'll be creating interview committees that include LSB members and also include staff members. I know that for a majority of companies, you are often interviewed by a panel of your potential peers and subordinates. So I will be creating committees and a set of questions that will be, that will include staff, volunteers, programmers, and LSB members.
And you will be picking the people as opposed to the bylaws saying that the LSBs or committees that the LSBs create would be doing that work. You're going to decide who gets to sit in?
I will be reaching out to the LSB directors.
Let me just
Let me insert.
The new bylaws, the new bylaws, the LSBs no longer have that role, period.
The committees, have already been established in most of the stations.
We'll see what happens, but those committees
are no
longer applicable.
We will indeed.
Yes, we will. Okay, Sally.
I was just going to ask how you were going to form those committees, but I guess that was kind of discussed, and we'll see what happens.
Other questions for the executive director? Ron. Ron? We can't hear you, Ron.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? How you doing, Stephanie?
Good, thank you.
Okay. It looks like there's going to be some changes for the network. I can't help but wonder, have you considered as ED, the impact that these changes are going to have on finances, on the finances of the network? The other consideration is this. I know PFW is looking for a new home. So we have concerns about, you know, who's going to be or what's going to be in place to help to facilitate that, with the new bylaws and new personnel be getting involved. Should we anticipate any changes that you can think of, related to our relocation search, that could be affected by this change, in governorship? Or should we proceed, as we need to find another place to exist. So I like your thoughts on that, if you don't mind. Will these bylaws changes and other changes, governance changes, affect our ability to do what we need to do in terms of relocation?
None whatsoever. You guys have a very strong relocation committee. You've been doing a great job searching for places, and that I don't see any impact in a change with that at all.
Michael?
Hi. Michael? Yeah, thanks, Stephanie. Since I have a minute to ask, I'm wondering how the broken premiums are going. I think it was at BAI where we have members who have paid for premiums but haven't received them yet to the tune of thousands. Yeah. How's that going?
The staff there is doing a very good job reaching out to individuals and either sending them something that we have already in-house as a replacement, even if that's a logoed item of some type, asking if they want a refund or asking if they want to just keep their donation as is. So we're having good luck in reaching the majority of the people and turning and being able to talk to them one-on-one about the future of WBAI and Pacifica and how we're moving forward. And people have been very pleased with the programming that they're listening to. We actually just got a donation from someone that's covering, because we're all caught up with the rent, but we got someone to make recently a donation that's covering 5 months of rent at the station. So the reach out and the phone calls and the letters and the conversations with lapsed donors and unhappy donors has been going well.
Hey, thanks. Okay.
All right. Next up are the standing committee reports, and Darlene, this is 15 minutes. May each of the committees report. Minerva, about audit.
Okay, at this time, Madam Chair, we will go back and reach out to the different LSBs to identify the individuals again who are part of audit, and then see about setting up a time to meet and so that we can convene and move forward. And also looking at the new bylaw, see how that impacts what we're would need to be doing.
If I could take this opportunity, Stephanie, can you give us an update on how the audit is progressing?
We're still working very closely with the audit firm. Things are moving forward. We're doing, nothing has changed significantly. We're still making progress. We're turning in what we need to turn in. And so far we're on schedule.
So when do you think that the audit will be available to be able to show to the committee?
Oh, I would have to get word from the audit committee. I mean, the audit company on that. I would think probably July. I think in the past it's been usually around June or July.
Okay, got it. Okay, the coordinating committee. The new bylaws provide that the coordinating committee meets at the discretion of the PNB. I'm the convener for the coordinating committee, and I am going to survey all the members who have been elected. Everybody who's been elected is a director, and identify what you think the purposes of the coordinating committee should be and when it makes sense to meet.
Point of order.
What's your point?
You said something about new bylaws. We don't have new bylaws.
Actually, the ratification, well, I have been advised by counsel that the ratification actually constitutes the approval of the bylaws. And the bylaws will be posted on pacifica.org. When the coordinating committee will meet will be later in April. So any disputes about is this in effect or not will be behind us. The finance committee, Fred is spending time with his grandchildren. And I wonder if those who serve on the finance committee might comment. The finance committee has met and gotten a lot of work done. And the people who serve on it are Alex and Myla and Michael and Dennis. Do you have things to report on?
Myla has her hand up, Susan.
Sorry. Thank you very much, Darlene. Hello, Myla.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that we've set up a tentative schedule for going forward to review the budgets for all of the stations. And we'll be doing that in some order, starting, I think, with KPFK on April 22nd, although I might ask to have that schedule changed and start with a different station. But Moving forward. And Stephanie gave a wonderful report during the last meeting of the National Finance Committee. And we have aspirational goals to create a system whereby financial information will be made available on a regular schedule, but we're hoping to have more staff to be able to afford more staff to support our aspirational goals with respect to more timely reporting of income and so forth for each of the stations.
Do Dennis or Alex or Michael have anything to add to Milo's report?
No, I do not.
Okay. So I'll go right on to governance. Julie is the convener.
Yeah, I'm going to try and take a poll of the members of the governance committee and get a meeting scheduled for the second half of April. I mean, I know one of the things that we'll probably want to start tackling before too long is a review of the new settlement bylaws to see, did we make any typos, that sort of thing, because I feel fairly certain there's at least one in there. And and then come up with a process for, how to collect up other kinds of bylaws amendments that, you know, when people have had a chance to review the bylaws and say, hey, geez, wouldn't it be better if we did this way instead of that way? And, you know, collect those up so that we can, do something kind of clean up and holistic and, you know, hear from as many people as possible. So we'll start that later in April.
All right.
Reverse order.
So that's the governance committee. Affiliates report. I'm sorry to blindside you guys, and we'll set aside real time at the next meeting, but do Jerome and Kaja have anything that you would like to add right now?
I'm not prepared to give her affiliates report, so no. But now that I know it's in the agenda, I will make sure.
It would help, wouldn't it?
We'll have one for next month.
Great, excellent. We'll set aside that time. Jerome, you, same thing? Okay. Ron and Serene. Ron?
Yeah, I have another quick question for Stephanie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Stephanie, with the upcoming changes in governance, will we have to report that change to any of the financial institutions that we currently have loans through or deal with? Will we have to go through that process as well?
No.
So we can change the governance structure and you know, the financial institutions that we borrow from or anything like that don't have to be notified?
No, it's not that it's not a huge significant change.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Serene?
It's actually pretty significant, and I'm sure there are some California offices where this thing is supposed to be filed. It'll be interesting to see how they respond to the violations in creating them. My question is, I didn't know that the affiliates were a standing committee. Maybe that's part of the new bylaws. I thought they were getting
reports. It's just the affiliates were offered the opportunity to make a report. It's not under standing committees. They've requested
Reclaiming my time. The committees of inclusion are in fact a standing committee. And while, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion might be, you know, foreboding in parts of Washington, D.C., it's not in Pacifica. And I wonder why there's been such an abysmal failure to actually take up the work of the committees of inclusion, which are PNB committees existing at our five stations. And what do I need to do? Because I did try last year to try to get that some time on the agenda. I was told I was out of order.
I take that into account. And yeah, I think it would be an appropriate thing to have on the May agenda. My familiarity is that some stations, particularly WBAI, have very active committees of inclusion. Others do not. Myla.
You know, Susan, I'm sorry. I don't know if this is a point of order or personal privilege, but I'd really like to say that I have heard numerous instances where members of this board have asserted that we have taken actions that are out of compliance with laws and are implying that some of our actions may be criminal in nature. And I just like to take exception to that and on the record say that as far as I know, all of the proceedings have been scrupulously following existing laws. And that we, none of us, it would act in ways to harm the foundation, intentionally or, act in ways that would, bring, some kind of, criminal charges against the board. So I just want to put that on the record. I object to constantly hearing that we've been, acting out of compliance with the law. Thank you.
Please,
Sally. No.
Sorry. I was muted.
Nope. Okay. Old business. What Julie has called upon is that I think James had some suggestions about changes in the non-disclosure agreement. I think that those are certainly worth considering. But perhaps, James, you could send them again to us so that we can consider them between now and, the May meeting. Will you do that? Okay, great. I think that was okay.
Chair, hello. The secretary has sent to the secretary a copy, the executive director. I may have copied you. I'm not sure. But the secretary has them.
So we will circulate them so that people can give consideration to them at the next meeting. That would be very helpful. New business, there is none. So I will accept a motion to adjourn.
I'm nervous. So moved.
Is there a second?
Yes, Michael Woodson.
Seconds. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thanks. Hard work.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Hallelujah.